You're listening to another AppleViz podcast.
What's going on, everybody? It's Scott Davert with an AppleViz podcast. This time around, I'm doing an accessory review, which is, I think, a first for me on the podcast. But it's also an app walkthrough as well. So it's a little bit of the same, but also a little bit different from things I've done in the past. Today, I'm reviewing the Yikayin SDHC card reader. Don't worry, I'll spell that for you because I may be butchering the pronunciation. In fact, I'm pretty sure I am. The spelling is Yikayin. And I will put a link to the product on Amazon so that you don't have to write that down or anything. You can just go to the website, click on the link, and check it out for yourself if you think it's something you may want. As the name implies, it is an SD card reader, and if you've seen an SD card reader, it doesn't really look a whole heck of a lot different than those. There are a couple of exceptions to the ones I've seen anyway. On one end of the device, you have a standard USB port that plugs into your computer, whether that be a Mac or a PC. So if you want to copy files onto the SD card with that, you can. Of course, if you have an SD card reader built into your computer, you can do that as well. On one side, the aforementioned SD card reader is there. It's the standard SD card size. On the other side of the device, you have a micro SD card port. And that, of course, is for micro SD cards. It's not only built for iOS, but also for Android as well. And then on the other end, you have the Lightning port, which plugs into your iDevice. And if you're running iOS 9 or later, doesn't really matter what device that is, you can use all the features in this app. I think there are some limitations under iOS 8. You can only use the camera roll and things like that. But with iOS 9, we have all these cool things that you can now open files in other programs. And we're going to look at that here on this podcast. So I have the accessory here. I'm also doing a walkthrough of an app called iDisk. And no, I did not say that by accident. I didn't put the extra K in there by accident. But iDisk Pro is I-D-I-S-K-K space P-R-O. And it is a companion app that is free that goes with this particular accessory. Now, iDisk is actually a company that produces flash drives that will work with your iDevice. They're quite a bit more expensive than the SD card reader, but that is another option. And as far as I know, when you plug them in, the app itself works the same way. I'm just reviewing the SD card reader because that's what I have. There's also on the market a series of thumb drives that SanDisk makes that does the same thing. I don't know how accessible those are with VoiceOver. I've not tried them. If you have, definitely feel free to leave a comment in the podcast and let other people know. I'm going to go ahead and plug this SD card reader with this SD card already inserted into my iPhone SE running iOS 9.3.5. While I'm grabbing my iPhone, I'll let you know that I have the SD card already inserted, as I said, and I have copied some files from my computer and also one from my BrailleSense that are now residing on the SD card. I'll go ahead and plug it in.
Alert, app not installed.
I really like that it actually comes up and says, hey, you don't have the app that you need for this accessory. And then if we flick right, it says,
app not installed. The accessory, iDisk, uses an app you do not have installed. Would you like to get it from the App Store?
Why, as a matter of fact, I would, thank you.
App Store button. App Store. Featured tab, 1 of 5.
That landed me underneath where I need to be.
For this accessory, heading, item list button. iDisk Pro utilities button.
There it is. If you want to look at the more details, you can.
Download button.
If you haven't downloaded it before, it'll say get, and you'll have to enter your Apple ID password, but I have already used this accessory, obviously, so I'm just going to download it.
Connecting. Cancel download. 77% down. Open button.
There it is. We're going to go ahead and open it and begin the demonstration.
Open iDisk Pro. iDisk Pro, iDisk, heading.
We're landed in the top left corner this time around. Sometimes you're not. Sometimes you're landed at the top folder. I don't quite understand how it organizes these folders, because they're not in alphabetical order by any stretch of the imagination. Let's go ahead and flick to the right.
More button.
We'll come back to that.
Progress 0%.
That is showing you how much space is being used, I believe, on the SD card. We're looking at the contents of the SD card right now, by the way.
Music.
That is one of the folders.
Audiobooks. Podcasts. Record. Radio. Misc audio. Daisy. Documents. Words in my hands.rtf.brl.
That's a file.
302.2 kilobytes. iDisk, 3.6 gigabyte free of 3.7 gigabytes.
And that's all we have for this particular thing. Then, of course, we'll get to the tabs on the bottom.
Selected, iDisk, tab, 1 of 5.
iDisk is the SD card that you have inserted, or the micro SD card, whichever it might be.
App, tab, 2 of 5.
The app is so that you can copy things. You have to stick within this app. That's, unfortunately, a limitation of iOS, is that you have to copy things directly onto your iPhone in that app. So, for example, you can't take music that you have on the SD card and dump it into your music app. It won't work that way. But we'll get into the media player here in a little bit. It's decent. It's not as full-featured, but it works pretty well.
Tab, 3 of 5.
That's the camera roll tab that's unlabeled.
iPhone, tab, 4 of 5.
That's for your contacts and a few other things. We're not going to get into the demonstration of that. I just wanted to show you how to use this to copy media like audio and text files and such.
Settings, tab, 505.
Well, look at this. There's really nothing extremely important in here, but we'll take a look at it right now anyway before we get started.
Selected, settings, tab, settings, heading, progress, 0%, playing, heading, no song is playing, transfer, heading, no file is transferring.
So you can come in here and look at the status of things, but it transfers things pretty quickly, I found.
Contacts, heading, backup contacts, restore contacts.
So you could do these things as well if you have it backed up. I just leave mine on iCloud, but you can look at that if you're interested.
Camera, heading, video quality, 1280 by 720, button.
That's the video quality which you would be viewing videos on, and you can do that. You can even copy them, of course, from the SD card to your iPhone if you want.
General, heading, clear cache.
Not something I've ever had to worry about, but if you ever find that this app's taking up a lot of room, you have the option right there to clear it out.
Passcode.
You can protect it with a passcode.
Touch ID.
You can protect it with Touch ID.
Usage, heading, iDisk, 3.6 gigabyte free of 3.7 gigabytes. Encrypt, button. iPhone, 39.9 gigabyte free of 55.7 gigabytes.
Wow, I have quite a bit of stuff on here, huh?
About, heading, about iDisk. App version 4.0.5.0. iDisk, tab, 1 of 5.
And now we're back to our tab, so let's go ahead and go back into the iDisk tab.
Selected, iDisk, tab, 1 of 5.
So there's some features you might want in there, nothing that I would use, but you can feel free to explore those on your own time. So I am in the SD card, and let's say that I want to go browse a document that I've put on here from my Windows computer. I'll go back to the top.
iDisk, heading.
Now I'll flick to the right.
More, progress, audiobook, podcast, record, radio, misc, daisy, documents.
There are our documents. Those of you who've used a BookSense in the past probably are like, hey, these are all the folders on a BookSense, you're right.
Documents, iDisk, back button.
So now I have a list of the documents that I have in this particular folder.
Documents, heading, edit, button.
And we have edit, which we're going to come back to shortly.
Playlist.
That is a folder. It's not an actual playlist function in the app.
Mark.
Same thing.
iOS9.rtf.
So that's a rich text file. Those, of course, display just fine.
61.3 kilobytes. What's new in iOS 7.docx?
Those also display just fine.
22.4 kilobytes, Microsoft Word. iccpresentation.txt.
There's the file that I had on the BrailleSense that I copied over. Text files also display fine.
337B.
And then we're back down to the tabs. Let's go ahead and have a look at the Microsoft Word file. It's a popular file format. People want to often view those files on their iDevices.
22.4, what's new in iOS 7.docx?
We're going to get a blast from the past here.
What's new in iOS 7? Documents. Back button. What's new in iOS 7? Heading.
And the whole document is here. I can keep flicking right, and it does a really good job of separating things by paragraph. In fact, each time you flick to the right, you go to the next paragraph, and this article is kind of a good example.
What's new in iOS 7 accessibility for individuals who are blind, deafblind, or who have low vision?
That sounds kind of familiar. I wonder why.
By Scott DeVert.
Oh, that's why. Okay. So as you see there, and those were on separate lines, so you can keep flicking to the right, and the whole document is here.
Taken from HTTP, introduction, just like the last, one of the joys and curses of getting a new release, general changes, as anyone who has tried one mainstream feature, unintentionally break accessibility when updating various parts of their apps, as voiceover changes, the list of gestures with voiceover, new rotor settings. The action rotor option has been expanded in Mail. In apps such as Messages and Notes, you can flick up when on a note or message thread and double tap to delete. This functionality is still present, but it has been expanded in Mail to launch a More menu, which allows you to reply, forward, flag, mark as read or unread if already read, move to junk, or move message. Also quickly accessible through this feature are the delete or archive options.
I'm going to go ahead and stop it there. The whole article is here. Now, if you go underneath the article, the best way for on a touch screen to do this is by tapping four fingers at the bottom of the screen.
Action copy button.
You have the action copy button. That's again in the lower right corner. We'll look at that here in a moment.
Action share button.
Action share. That's a really powerful one.
HTTP/.
And then we're back in the article.
/KB/HT1414 link.
That's actually the last thing that was in the article telling you, hey, if you want instructions on how to update your iDevice, go to this Apple webpage. So let's take a look now at the
action share button.
Share button.
Action alert operations. Open in button.
Open in. This is just really great, I think, because what you can do, well, let's go just take a look at it instead of me talking.
Open in. Alert opening. Alert, cancel, button, airdrop recipient, no one found yet, image.
You can do airdrop if you want. I'm the only one here, and I talk to myself enough. I don't need to share a file with myself also.
Airdrop, sharing, add to notes, button, draggable, copy to pages, button, drag, copy to iTunes U, button, copy to phone drive, button, drag, copy to voice dream, button, drag, copy to Seagate Media, button, copy to Bard Mobile, button, copy to Slack, button, drag.
We have a whole bunch of apps here that will allow you to copy into open and then copy into that particular app. So it's a really powerful feature, I think, especially, you know, some of the things that you might want to do with Voice Dream Reader, for example. You can quickly copy something off your SD card. Copying is the next thing we're going to do, don't worry. And you don't even have to copy it over to your actual iOS device. You can just do it with the SD card inserted and then have it wherever you want in any of these apps.
Copy to Dropbox button. Copy to Blind Square button. Copy to Drive button.
Now, of course, some of them don't quite make sense in the context of what we have here, but these are options that you have.
More button.
And you have more, so you can rearrange them.
More button.
And another more button that does the same. So maybe it should be not more. I don't know. Whatever they want to call it.
Cancel button.
And we have cancel. I'll go ahead and double tap on that.
Cancel. What's new in iOS 7? Action share button.
Let's have a look at copy.
Action copy button. Destination.
We have destination.
Cancel button. App.
You can copy it to the app.
iDisk.
Or if you were on the app, you could copy it back to the iDisk. Again, that's the SD card.
iDisk.
Those are your only options. I'll go ahead and copy it onto the app.
App. Selected. iPhone. Destination. Back button.
And of course, it's a pretty small file. It won't take long to copy, but we're not quite to the copy part yet because we can keep moving here.
iPhone, heading, cancel, button, new folder, button.
You can create a new folder. So if you wanted to drop this in a particular folder, maybe you already have a series of documents that are related to this on your iDevice, you could do that.
Paste, button.
And you can paste. That's the last option. I'll go ahead and paste.
Paste. What's new in iOS 7? Documents. Back button.
And that's it. Really small file. Takes pretty much no time at all to copy because they are both flash memory, so it's a lot faster. No moving parts to bother with. So that is using documents with this particular app. Let's go ahead and go back.
Document, documents, iDisk, back button.
I'll go back one more time.
iDisk, audiobooks.
And audiobooks is the top folder. It landed us on it this time, which is kind of cool, I think. And let's have a look at the media player now.
Audiobooks, iDisk, back button.
And we'll go ahead and look at what we have here. We only have one folder.
Audiobooks, heading, edit, button.
Edit, which we're going to look at here in a minute once I show you the media player.
18, the Flight 6 Matter.
That is a five-part series of an old radio show called Yours Truly, Johnny Dollar. I truly messed up the name of that, but I did get it right the second time. Let's go ahead and take a look at what happens when we go and actually look at an MP3 file.
18, the Flight 6 Matter, back button. 18, the Flight 6 Matter, edit, button. Johnny Dollar, the Flight 6 Matter, 1.mp3.
Now I'll double tap, and it will start playing.
From Hollywood, it's time now for...
Sounds like my Windows ME computer.
Johnny Dollar.
Pete Codley, Johnny. Guaranteed transport.
Oh, hiya, Pete.
Seen the papers?
I'm going to double tap with two fingers to stop. And let's have a look at what we have here in the player window.
View list button.
You can view a list of the files that are in the folder. That's what will happen.
Johnny Dollar, the Flight 6 Matter, 1. Repeat off button. Volume, 81%. Shuffle off button. Rewind button.
Rewind doesn't actually skip you back in the file by increments of seconds. It will take you to the previous track, which in this case there isn't one. So we can't go back, and we just start this track over. Unfortunately, even when you double tap and hold, it doesn't actually skip you back at all. Just when you let go, it'll jump back to the start of that track.
Play button. Forward button.
Forward does the same thing, but in the opposite direction as rewind. Imagine that.
0, 18.
Time elapsed.
14, 30.
Time remaining.
2% adjustable.
And that is the final thing that we have here is the percentage that we are through the file. Now this doesn't work exactly 100% correct with VoiceOver, but it's still usable. I'm going to go ahead and go back to the play button, and then I'll go back to the adjustable track time. And what I have to do to actually make it jump there is double tap. So you'll see me flick and then double tap, and it will jump by a percentage. But what you're going to see is that the percentage doesn't accurately jump what it claims it's going to when you double tap. So go back to play.
0, 8 forward button, play button, pause.
Air crash, for one thing. Air crash where?
Mexico.
2% adjustable.
There we go.
13%.
America's fabulous freelance adjustable. Insurance investigator.
Yours truly, Johnny Dollar.
Do it again.
12% adjustable.
I checked my baggage through customs adjustable. And started making inquiries, and more inquiries, and then some more.
I stopped it. I don't want to hear any more of it because I'm actually going to listen to this a little later. I don't want to ruin it for myself. But as you saw there, you know, it said 18%, and then I double-tapped, and it only jumped to 12. So it's a little bit quirky, but you can still navigate quickly through the file if you want by various percentages. I don't know how it determines what percent it's going to jump by, but whatever. It works. And you can get a good idea of where you are at any rate. I'm going to go ahead and go back out of here.
18, the Flight 6 Matter, back button.
And now we're back in the folder of this show. Let's take a look at
18, the Flight 6 Matter, heading.
The next one.
Edit button.
Which is the edit button.
Done button.
That is in the upper right corner, but I'm going to go in the upper left.
Select all button.
And we have the select all button.
Deselect all.
Because I get confirmation that everything is selected when I double tap. Now it says deselect all. So now if I start flicking to the right.
18 the done button. Johnny Dollar, the Flight 6 Matter, 1.mp3.
Unfortunately, there is no indication as to whether they're actually still highlighted or not. So it's a little bit tricky if you want to select some files and not. There's really no good way with VoiceOver to identify what is selected and what's not, but it's still a nice way if you have a lot of files that you want to copy over, a good way to handle this. I'll go down.
13.6 megabytes. Johnny Dollar, 13. Johnny Dollar.
You get the idea.
Six map delete button.
The bottom right corner, that's where I went. We have delete. Now flicking back to the left.
Move button.
We can move it.
Copy button.
You can copy it.
Action button.
And then you have an action button.
Action alert operations. Email button. Cancel button. Cancel button.
Those are the only options you have under the action thing on this particular screen.
Cancel. 18. The flight 6 matter. Action button.
So you get the idea. Those are the different things that you can do. I'm going to go out of here.
Done button. Edit button.
Now what you didn't see in there, and there's really no way to do this. It will not play one file after another, I don't think. I don't really see a way to do that. And that's it. I'll go ahead and go back.
iDisk, audiobooks.
I have to go back again, because if I want to go to the tabs, you have to go to the main screen. So now let's go ahead and go to that second tab. That would be the app tab, by the way.
Tab camera button.
Now the tab camera is active, but it's actually the sixth tab. It's really weird. It doesn't count as a tab, because if you flick left...
Settings, tab, 505.
Yeah, well, obviously you lied. So anyway...
I've tab, app, tab, 205.
There's our app.
Selected, app, tab, 205.
And now we have the same exact formatted way that we had with the iDisk tab.
App, heading.
I'm at the top. It just says app instead of iDisk. And the rest.
More, button. 18, the flight 6 matter. What's new in iOS 7.docx?
There are two files. Well, our one folder in our file, I guess I should say. So if I wanted to, as soon as I copied these over, I could unplug the SD card reader, and I have those files now on my device. So that'll do it for this podcast. Thank you very much for tuning in. I hope you found it helpful. Again, I'll put a link to the accessory on Amazon in the show notes. And if you have questions or comments, feel free to leave them in the entry for this podcast. Thank you very much for listening. We'll catch you next time. Bye for now.
This podcast has been brought to you by the AppleVis community. For the latest in resources and tips and tricks to help you get the best from your Apple device, visit us online at www.applevis.com.